Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. A federal judge has found state prison officials in contempt and is fining the California Department of Corrections nearly $112 million for failing to staff mental health services for incarcerated people. KQED's Suki Lewis reports.
Judge Kimberly Mueller's order issued Tuesday is the latest in an ongoing class action lawsuit brought against CDCR on behalf of more than 30,000 people with serious psychiatric issues in the state's prisons. Court documents show that the vacancy rate in mental health staff positions is nearly 30%, despite a 2017 order requiring that they not rise above 10%. The judge found that corrections officials haven't done enough to hire mental health staff and that they must pay the massive fines within 30 days. The money is earmarked for filling those outstanding vacancies. CDCR is appealing the ruling. I'm Suki Lewis, KQED News.
Oakland City Council is meeting this afternoon for the first time since last week's FBI raid on Mayor Sheng Tao's house. Councilmember Carol Fife says she and the rest of the council are focused on passing a balanced budget. She says the city can function with or without a mayor.
No matter what happens to the mayor, I mean, it's important and it's connected. But in terms of the operations, that is the job of the city administrator, Justin Johnson. Legislatively, the council is intact and united.
Mayor Tao on Monday said she did nothing wrong and will not resign. She faces a recall vote in the upcoming election. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.